Caserita, no te acuestes a dormir sin comerte un cucurucho de maní. Será de mi corazón. El manicero entona su pregón, y si la niña escucha su cantar, llama desde su balcón.
Yay, we finally got one to play without skipping. That's great. Hey, we're listening to Cuban music tonight on Sound Lab. I'm Sarah D. Welcome. I'm so glad to have your ears and hopefully the attention of what's between them. Hey, tonight my salsa teacher is here. It's so thrilling for me. I met her a few months back, and she is also a filmmaker, and she's doing a film about Cuba. Is that how you say it, the real people?
I do say Cuba.
Cuba. So her name is Judy Creeth. Yeah, Creeth. I've been working on the pronunciation of her last name. And she's here to talk about a documentary that she is going to be previewing in Boulder at the very end of April. So I'm so glad you came in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
So what was that song we heard?
The last one we were listening to was the infamous, amazing Benny More.
Yeah.
El Bárbaro del Ritmo of Cuba. And he was very, very popular during the time of when the movie was happening, and so the movie takes place during the 1940s in Cuba.
Uh-huh.
And so we were just hearing a couple of pieces of music that they might have heard. That was actually a mambo, which was a little bit later. But the first piece was El Manicero, which literally means the peanut vendor. And the composer is Moisés Simons. And he wrote that piece on a napkin sitting on a table in Havana. sitting at a table in Havana. He wanted to be a famous composer. But he actually went to Europe to try to make his fame and fortune. But he wrote the piece El Manicero, which is a pregón, which is based on a song that the peanut vendor would sing as he walks down the street and tries to sell his little cones of peanuts.
So they had a lot of peanut vendors in the 40s in Cuba,
Yes, they did, and they still do today.
And they still do. I got to get down there, man.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued enough when I heard that your film was about Cuba in the 40s and about the music, the salsa music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was totally intrigued there, but then as it turns out, there's a whole understory to your film that wasn't obvious at first glance.
Right.
And please enlighten us about that.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, I fell in love with Afro-Cuban music and dance back in 1995, actually here in Boulder at the Colorado Dance Festival. I studied with a woman named Yvonne Daniel and Los Muñequitos de Matanzas, and I fell totally in love with the dance and the style. So I wanted to go study from the source in Cuba, and I had a great opportunity to do so. But I also knew that my mother was in Cuba when she was a teenager, and she was a refugee from Nazi-occupied Europe. And Cuba was one of the few countries where people could buy visas to get out of Europe. They weren't able to buy visas to come to the U.S. That's where they were hoping to get to. But Cuba was one of the few countries at that time, it was 1941 in the world, that was still offering refuge to those desperate to escape Nazi-occupied Europe.
That is so amazing. I mean, I never heard of that, and I never heard of anybody that heard of that.
Well, that's myself and my fellow filmmaker, whom I just feel so honored to be working with, Robin Truesdale. She and I have been working for the past 2 years to try to bring this story to light. It's not a very well-known story. And as Cuba is opening up, and I feel like more and more people want to go down, and they say before it changes. Well, Cuba's going to change. You know, there's always change.
It's probably already changed.
Oh, yes, very much. Yes. You can feel it. You can in the overall everyday life, you know, and the pace. And so much is happening already with American companies, you know, just waiting to get down there. But this story takes place, you know, before Castro's Cuba.
Yes.
In fact, the president at the time was Batista. He has a very terrible reputation of being quite a dictator. But in fact, in our story, he was responsible for saving the lives of many Jewish refugees because he allowed them in when many countries said no. Maybe a lot of that had to do with a financial reason. You know, he was a big finance man, but I think part of the story is that there were Jews from Antwerp who had to escape.
Where is Antwerp?
Antwerp is in Belgium.
Oh.
And it was the heart and soul of the diamond industry, the diamond trade. But many of diamond merchants and diamond workers had to escape as soon as Hitler invaded. And one of the few places they could go was to Cuba. And so they bought visas and took ships, amazing names, Serpa Pinto, Colonial, the SS Guinea. Those were some of the ships that traveled across the ocean and brought close to 6,000 Jewish refugees to safety during World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is fascinating.
Thanks.
And also this whole other subtext about the whole diamond industry, if you will. So there were bunches of diamonds in Cuba in the 40s.
Exactly. And the merchants, the diamond merchants, had connections, worldwide connections all over the world. And so when they arrived in Cuba, everybody was thinking, well, we're only going to wait because we're just here for a short time to get to the United States. We'll just wait to, you know, for our visas. But then Japan attacked Pearl Harbor December 7th, 1941. And all the refugees that were there were stuck there, and they couldn't go anywhere. And so that's when the diamond merchants worked with the Cuban government to start this industry, which was the way that many of the refugees survived the war.
So how long was your mother in Cuba?
They were planning to be there a few weeks, and she actually ended up spending close to 5 years in Cuba.
Oh, I'd love to hear her story from her mouth. But I'm guessing that you've told her story in your film.
Yes, she's one of the main characters. But we've also interviewed three other survivors that, survivors, at least they got to safely to Cuba. Mm-hmm. One is a man who is the curator of the Holocaust Museum, Simon Goldstein. We had a chance to interview Simon. But actually, he was born in Cuba, but his parents escaped. But two others, Lillian Schumann and Felicia Rosshandler, both came over on the ships. And then we've had the great fortune of also interviewing a woman, Marion Froelich, who was working in the diamond industry as a teenager as well.
This is going to be fascinating. So I just want to tell people it's happening April 30th here in Boulder at the Public Library. And it's a preview, a film preview. And then there's going to be a little Cuban salsa dance demonstration, right? You're a salsa teacher, and so you're going to pull in some of your students to do a little demo, right?
We're going to use the music from that time period and create a little a dance demonstration with all of us.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I'm delighted that I'll get to be a small part of that.
Yes, you will.
And your film sounds absolutely intriguing. So it's an afternoon event. It's 2 to 4 p.m. on a Saturday, April 30th. It's at the Boulder Public Library Theater, which is at 9th and Canyon here in Boulder. And there's a small donation requested at the door, or you can buy tickets in advance at eventbrite.com, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And we sure look forward to sharing this story.
Oh, yeah. My interest is definitely piqued.
Oh, good.
So let's see if we can get this song to play without skipping.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cuba.
Without a warning, blues walked in this morning and circled round my lonely room. I didn't know how I had such a sad and lonely feeling. Until my baby called. Lord, that dirty dog said that we were through. Yeah. Yesterday I was singing a love song, but today I'm singing the blues. I know the explanation, but to me there's no consolation. No, it just goes to show you, no matter how you love, everybody's got to lose. And since I lost, yeah, well, I'd rather walk around and worry. I guess I do walk in the dark. Yesterday, this time I sang a love song. But today, my story's different. I'm singing the blues. People, said I'm singing the blues. No. And it strikes me kind of funny. Yes, it does. Our love can be this way. Cause of my love was last night, honey. But now I'm sitting alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny. Our fate can be so unfair. I seem to come out of a losing end on every love affair. There's got to be written somewhere for me. And I should always be the one that you lose. Well, why should I lose? Yesterday I was singing a love song, but today I'm crying the blues. Different story, I'm singing the blues.
Sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. Turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm a-told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye's too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't seen you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
All right, how's that for a fat, juicy set? Hey, first off, I want to thank Judy Kreeth for coming in. I saw as a teacher, also filmmaker. And remind you that Forgotten Jewels, this film about Cuban dance in the 40s and the immigrants that fled there during that time, that film will be previewing in Boulder April 30th on a Saturday at the Boulder Library Canyon Theater, 2 to 4 p.m. So that should be a wonderful event. After the Cuban music, we heard from blues singer Pat Scott. Today I Sing the Blues. That's from a Mojo Mamas, which is a blues compilation disc out on the Blue Chicago record label. And the great bassist, composer, performer, child prodigy, Esperanza Spalding, a song called Fall In from her debut release, Esperanza. And of course, Mr. Bob Dylan. Mr. Bobby Dylan, don't think twice, it's all right. Hey, that was a demo tape back in 1963, people. Yeah. This is from the Bootleg Collection, Volume 7. Very cool, with a very young Dylan on the front. Looking about, 22 years old, maybe, in New York City. So we're coming right up on 7:30 now. You're listening to Sound Lab, and I'm Sarah D. We got another half hour together, and then the Grateful Dead Hour will be coming at you as ever. Yum, yum. Oh, here's a witchy little song that always makes my blood heat up. You're at KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
I dreamed about Ray Charles last night, and he could see just fine.
Dreamed
We still love Stevie Ray Vaughan. Even after all this time, at least I do, man. Texas Flood, I miss that cat. He's from my home state, Texas. We're at 740 now, and you got your ears on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and KGNU.org online. Want to let you know about Global Peace Train, which is a nonprofit that helps the Lakota people up on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And the way they help them is by selling their traditional star quilts online and other handmade items like ornately beaded baby moccasins. How's that for, like, gorgeous? Anyway, you can check them out online, globalpeacetrain.org, helping Lakota people lift themselves out of poverty. They are the poorest people in the United States up on Pine Ridge, so it's a good thing to do if you have an interest. Just wanted to let you know about that. Okay, here's some music from France.
Splendeur et misère.
on skills, but that alone, it don't count, no. Without the sweat and toils of yours and mine, it would not be worth a dime. You gotta live and give, share and care, really put love in the air. When your neighbor's down, you ought to pick him up. Nobody can live in despair. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. Join hands, do your thing. Make a better world to live in, my Lord. Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. Join hands, do your thing. Make a better world to live in. Society has no priority. We're all a part of the whole. Yes. Whenever people shout, you gotta hear them out. 'Cause everybody got a good, good, beautiful soul. We gotta come together hand in hand. Really got to do our best. Oh Lord. Now, wouldn't it be a pleasant sight to see the world full of happiness? Everybody let's sing, sing, sing. Everybody let's sing. Let freedom ring. A joint hand, all pitch in. Make a better world to live in.
Thank you. poisonous bits in my molecules danced deliciously through the ozone hole and fizzled with a final wink.
don't stop.
Argentinian. I guess that's some experimental stuff, you might say. Chivalry before that. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And that was the King of Pop's tune. You probably recall that now that I mention it. Mr. Michael Jackson. And a kind of edgy thing from Maggie Estep, Even If. From her disc, No More Mr. Nice Girl. Heard from Joan Osborne in this set also, Spiderweb, and a strange little tune blending East Indian music with the blues. So it is 8 o'clock, straight up. You've got your ears on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and KGNU.org.
Why is criticizing Israeli policy considered anti-Semitic? Why does Saudi Arabia get a free pass on their atrocious human rights record? Tune in for the next edition of Alternative Radio to hear Richard Falk on U.S. special relationships in the Middle East. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evening at 6, right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver.
This program is presented by you, the KGNU Listener member, and by Emporium Presents, featuring Dave Rollins Machine with longtime collaborator Gillian Welch at the Fort Collins Lincoln Center on June 14th and at the Paramount Theater in Denver on June 15th. Tickets and information at EmporiumPresents.com.
The Grateful Dead Hour is supported by you, the KGNU Listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
I know this song can be
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. On Saturday, February 20th, get up for the Get Down with Deep Banana Blackout, a band whose high-energy, funk-driven compositions have been rocking crowds and shaking rumps for over 20 years. To open the show, raucous saxophone party rockers Moon Hooch will set fire to the stage. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com.